Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Suffer Well devotional series. As we continue to do this series, I'm going to read the devotional, and then we are going to do a little teaching on it. And today is a day of repentance, repenting. And this is what our devotional is about. The title of this devotion is, But I Was Unaware. And we read with a scripture, we start off with Leviticus 4, 13 to 14, that says, if the whole Israelite community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of Yahweh's commands, even though the community is unaware of the matter, when they realize their guilt and the sin they committed becomes unknown, the assembly must. So that's the scripture. And we read, when they realize guilt, were they guilty while they were sinning, while they were still unaware they have sinned? The answer is obvious. And atonement was demanded. The assembly must. Yes, even for their unintentional sins that they were unaware of, they had to make an offering. For you whose sins has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, how do you respond? Do you defend your actions? If I did not know, how can I be punished for it? Or do you repent? The mature ones know the correct response. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man. Romans 2 verse 1. They are the ones who come into agreement and say, no sin is acceptable, even in my own ignorance. They would rather query themselves than deflect responsibility. Why did I not know, rather than it's not my fault? Herein lies so much of the problem deeply ingrained inside the body of Messiah. Why don't we know, and what can we be done about it? Shaul's, the Apostle Paul's humble expression might hold the key to unlock the answer as we are looking for. Brethren, I do not count myself as I have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward for the things that which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of the Almighty in Messiah Yeshua. Therefore, let us, as many are mature, have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, the Almighty will reveal even this to you, Philippians 3, 13 to 15. If you stop at, I do not count myself to have apprehended, then you will ride the excuse indefinitely. Sadly, this ignorance has become the acceptable infestation inside the body. The cure is to humbly admit where you are and to press forward to the goal of the prize of the upward call. The maturity it takes to press towards this higher calling, do you think is an exclusive or do you think it is a choice? Are you willing to sit quietly and allow the Spirit to reveal how your approach to sin answers this question? The Word says, press on, so you would seem that it entails some personal responsibility and effort. You can agree with it. As many as are mature have this mind. Or you can argue, if anything, you think otherwise. The Almighty will reveal even this to you. But be warned, the revealing won't be pretty. Ultimately, maturity brings peace and resolution. If you are truthful with yourself, you will admit that even if you were unaware, you are still responsible for your actions. The mature stop questioning Yahweh in vain. This is the mindset of the mature. If Yahweh says the unaware are still guilty, then guilty they are. If this is you, the only question remaining are, will you repent? And what will you do to guard you against doing it again? Do not be the vain man who will suffer sharp rebuke. All that you need to know is available if you press on. The hymn inside you guarantees it. For those who repent and take responsibility, the blood of the Lamb has dealt with guilt and sin. Woe to the man who continues his guilt. If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is available, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of the Mighty One. Hebrews 10:26-10:27. That is our devotional today, and now we're going to look at some scripture to teach more about this. And I bring you up to Romans 6, which I'll read, and then I want to talk about repentance. Romans 6 says, sin's power is broken. Should we keep on sinning so that Yahweh can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when you were joined with Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, in baptism, we joined him in death? For we died and were buried with Yeshua by baptism. And just as Yeshua was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Since we have been united with him in death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Yeshua so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin, for when we died with Yeshua, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Yeshua, we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Yeshua was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of Yahweh, so that also you should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to Yahweh through Yeshua Messiah. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to Yahweh, for you were dead, but now you have a new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of Yahweh. Sin no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of Yahweh's grace. Well then, since Yahweh's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that you become the slave to whatever you choose to obey? If you can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey Yahweh, which leads to righteous living. Thank Yahweh. Once you were slaves to sin, but now you are wholeheartedly obey the teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Because the wickedness of your human nature, I am using the illusion of slavery to help you understand this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteousness and righteous living so that you will become holy. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become a slaves of Yahweh. Now you do the things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Now, as we read this holy scripture from the Bible, I challenge every single person listening right now. Are you following the commandments of our wonderful Creator? According to the Bible, sin is living against His commandments. That's scripture. That's scripture. Sin is living against the guidelines and the instructions of our wonderful Creator. I don't care what you title yourself. If you call yourself a Christian, if you call yourself a believer, if you call yourself a follower of Christ, whatever you call yourself, the bottom line question is, Are you choosing to live in sin or not? It says in the Bible, sin is transgression of the law. Righteousness is doing what is right according to not the world, but according to our Creator and His words, the commandments, the holy commandments He gave us in Scripture. Sin is living against those guidelines and instructions. And there's no picking and choosing. There's no keeping some and not the others. Yes, we know the common ones about committing adultery and lying. But what about keeping the Sabbath and the holy feast days of our Creator? These are still scriptures. What about what the scripture says about following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator to be blessed and the curses that come along with disobedience? There is no sacrifice for willful sin, as it says in the scriptures. Sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions. Anyone out there that says we no longer need to follow the commandments of our Creator are willfully sinning. That's the truth. That's the truth. And if you truly have the Holy Spirit will convict you of living against the commandments of our wonderful Creator. I said this before and I say it often. The Holy Spirit will never make us feel good about living in sin. And according to the Bible, sin is living against the commandments of our Creator. We need that conviction. It says in John 8:8, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even into the last. And Yeshua was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. John 8:45-46 says, yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Who among you can convict me of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? And Titus 1:9 says, hold to the faithful word according to the teaching, that he may be able to both to encourage with sound teaching, to convict those counteracting it. Conviction, true conviction, isn't based on worldly standards. It's based on the word. The word. And the Holy Spirit will never make you feel good about living in sin. You need to repent if you've been doing this. Today is a new day, and today is the choice to start getting right with our Creator's word and to become a follower of Yeshua, not follower of the church, your pastor, and all these people that are saying, well, the law was nailed to the cross, so we no longer need to do those things. Somebody recently told me, oh, we're going to have a party coming up for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or whatever, Halloween or whatever, and this is supposedly a Christian that says, oh, and I'll bring the ham. Excuse me, the Bible tells me we shouldn't be eating anything unkosher. We shouldn't be eating anything unclean, and that includes ham. We put on our nice faces and our nice smiles and think we're believers and so on, but no. You're either living in sin or you're not. And as we read it today in the devotional, it doesn't matter if you know or don't know if you're sinning. To know good is and to not do it to him is sin. John 16:8 says, and when it comes, he will convict the world of sin and Yahweh's righteousness and of the coming judgment. Acts 24:16 says, this being so, I must always strive to have conscience without offense towards Yahweh and man. And Hebrews 13:18 says, pray for us. We are convinced that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. Conviction produces repentance. Conviction produces repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:9-10 says, now I rejoice that not ye were made sorrow, but by ye sorrow to repentance. To repentance. For godly sorrow works repentance to salvation and not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world works as death. 1 John 1:8-10 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful to just and forgive our sins and to cleanse us from our own righteousness. Do we get this? Hosea 6:1 says, come and let us return unto Yahweh. Let us return to Yahweh. And Acts 11:18 says, when he heard these things, they held their peace and glorified Yahweh, saying that Yahweh has also granted repentance to all who would repent. We need to understand conviction. We need to understand sorrow. Sorrow. We need to understand what it is to feel convicted and bad about our wrongdoing, and to overcome that, and to pray, and to restoration that comes through repentance. Repentance does not mean to have tears on your face. It doesn't mean to be sad. It means to turn from your evil ways, to turn from your wickedness. Psalms 25, 6 and 8 says, turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out my distress. Look upon my affliction and take my pain and forgive all my sins. And Psalms 51, 8 and 9 says, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquities. Restoration comes through repentance. We need to understand that. Psalms 51 verses 10 to 13 says, create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation and uphold me to your generous spirit, that I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 23 verse 3 says, he restores my soul and leads me to path of righteousness for his name's sake. And Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal those of their wounds, says Yahweh. I pray that you're getting this. Conviction is not a bad thing. Conviction is an honest and good thing. Proverbs 3:12 says, for whom Yahweh loves, he corrects, even as a father and a son whom he delights. So we have to understand there's a difference between conviction and condemnation. There's a difference. John 12:47 says, for Yahweh did not send his son into this world to condemn, but to save the world through him. And it's a conviction that leads to repentance. Revelations 12:10 says, now we have come to salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God and the authority of Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accused them before God, before our God, day and day night, has been hurled down. Now I give you Psalms 32, I read. Psalms 32. Psalms 32, a psalm of David. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those who record, whose record Yahweh has cleared of guilt, who lives and live in complete honesty. When I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away, and I groaned all day long. Day and night, your hand discipline was hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. Finally, I confessed my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to Yahweh and forgive me. All my guilt is gone. Therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me from songs of victory. Yahweh says, I will guide you along the best pathway of your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Do not be like the senseless horses or mule that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust Yahweh. So rejoice in Yahweh and be glad. All you who obey him, shout for joy. All you whose hearts are pure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to understand what it means to repent. We need to understand the joy of repentance. We need to understand, it says in Luke 5:32, I have not come to call righteous people, but sinners to repentance. Hallelujah. Repentance, leading to regret, sorrow, and turning from sin. That's what we need. 2 Corinthians 7:8-10 says, for even if I grieved with my my letter. I do not regret, even though I did not regret it, since I saw that the letter grieved you, yet only for a little while. Now I rejoice because you were grieved, but because your grief led to repentance. Not because you were grieved, but because your grief led to repentance. For you were grieved as Yahweh wills, so you didn't experience any loss from us. For godly grief produces a repentance not to be regretted and leading to salvation. But worldly grief produces death. Psalms 51:4 says, against you and you alone I have sinned, and I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say and what your judgment against me is. That's the truth. That's scripture. That's what we want to understand. Out of the grace of Yahweh, he gives us repentance, as it says in Acts 8:11-18. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified Yahweh, saying, then has Yahweh also the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. John 6:44 says, for no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me. And in the last day, I will raise them up. 2 Timothy 2:25 says, correcting his opponents with gentleness. Yahweh may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth. And Acts 5:31 says, Yahweh has exalted to his right hand this very man of our leader and Savior in order to extend repentance and forgiveness to the sins of Israel. Yahweh commands everyone to repent and put our faith in Yeshua. Remember that. Remember that Acts 17:30, Yahweh looked on people's ignorance about these things in early times, but now he commands everyone, everywhere to repent of their sins and turn to him. Turn is to repent. Return to Yahweh. Matthew 4:16-17 says, these people sat in darkness, have seen a great light, and those who lived in a land where death cast its shadow. A light has shined. From then on, Yeshua began to preach, repent of your sins and turn to Yahweh. The kingdom of heaven is near. And Mark 1:15 says, the time promised by Yahweh has come at last. He announced the kingdom of Yahweh is near. Repent of your sin and believe in the good news. Repent and believe. Understand, without repentance, there is no forgiveness. And it says in Acts 3:19, repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. Hallelujah. And in Luke 13:3, it says, no, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as well. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from the heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. Repentance is a result of your true faith in Yeshua. The evidence that you are truly accepting and redeemed is that your life will change. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all new things have become new. I want you to take this seriously, the idea of repentance. And I want you to take seriously the idea of the holy feast days of our wonderful Creator, of the calendar of our Creator, of the truth of our Creator in his holy word, of his commandments and what he says to do, and stop ignoring them so you can be part of the prize that our Creator has waiting for us in eternity. Romans 2:4 says, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance and patience, not realizing that Yahweh's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9 says, Yahweh is not slow concerning his promise. And some regard slowness, but being patient toward you, because he does not wish for any perish, but to all to come to repentance. Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. We need the heart of all the saints found in Scripture. We need that heart and that desire to repent. And we need to accept Yahweh's discipline for when we don't repent. that discipline is to drive us to be healthier and closer to Yahweh. Remember, there's a difference between repentance and redemption. There's a difference. Or repentance and what our Creator wants from us and condemnation. The difference between repentance and condemnation. It says in verse 9:1-9, but if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just. Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from the wickedness. Remember, redemption leads, or repentance leads to the redemption, and the redemption leads to the salvation. That's what we have to remember. That's the process. And it must begin with repenting, to turn from our sins. Revelation 3:19 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Repent, repent, repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12:5-7 says, and if you have forgotten, my son, do not take Yahweh's discipline lightly or faint when you are reproved by Him. For Yahweh disciplines the ones He loves. For His son there is a father does not. For as a father loves his son, there is discipline. We must appreciate Yahweh's staying on us to get it right, and giving us the Holy Spirit to convict us when we do something wrong. Today is the day we must change. Change and have no more distractions of this world and all the things that come of this world. Today is a day to really repent. When you're done listening to this, shut your radio, shut your computer, go to a quiet place, and just tell the Father to reveal to you the things that you've been doing that you shouldn't be doing, to repent for those things, to ask Him to help you not to do those things anymore, to show true sorrow for committing those things, show forgiveness to your neighbor and your family, and to your loved ones, and to strangers. Remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Humble yourselves. Today's a great day. A great day. Humble yourselves and start this day new. Praise our wonderful Creator for His holy word that He gives us to keep us humble and to keep us from pride and self-ego and so on. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful day you have made. And just bless us and bless our day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody. I pray you take this message seriously and you have a heart of repentance and you could experience all the blessings and joy that comes along with Yahweh's word. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.